Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, it is Pick Central, Barstool's Daily Gambling and Bullshit Show. Brandon Walker, flanked by Ben Mintz. Over there, grinning like an idiot, is Smitty. Hello, Smitty. Why are you grinning so much?
What? I'm just happy you're enjoying your candy. My son's candy.
I am enjoying your son's candy. I appreciate you bringing it in.
Yeah, I'm eating it, too.
I got a bunch of Twix, a bunch of Kit Kat, and a Reese's Pumpkin. I can't wait for my Reese's Pumpkin.
Yeah, so my son's 6 months old. We took him around, dressed as a dog. He can't eat anything, so naturally we just take all his candy.
So what was the point of taking him around?
It was cute, and like you show him the neighborhood and the neighbors and everything, and I was actually rejecting candy, but the neighbors were giving it away.
Yeah.
Took it home. I had to get it out of the house. I took it here. I gave it to Big T because he's a big socialism guy and likes to spread the wealth. Mm-hmm. And he gave you and Marty Mush and everybody some candy.
Reese's Pumpkin confuses me because you think it's going to be like pumpkin flavored, but it's just shaped like a pumpkin.
No, I pretty much went in thinking it was going to be shaped like a pumpkin.
Do you think their Easter eggs are going to be like Easter egg?
Filled with eggs?
No, I don't think so. But can I ask you a question? Do you think chocolate's candy?
Yes.
No.
Chocolate is candy. It's chocolate candy.
No, chocolate is own category. If you say, I'm going to go get some candy, it's going to be like Sour Patch, something like that. Chocolate is chocolate.
We've had this discussion before. There's certain, there's sweet candies, there's hard candies, and there's chocolate candies.
No.
Yes.
It's just not.
This is a passionate debate that we have.
It pisses me off. If I'm going to get candy, I'm sorry.
Do you get these from the chocolate aisle or the candy aisle?
You get it from the chocolate.
No, you don't. You get it from the candy aisle.
But
you get it from the candy section.
It's chocolate.
This is a. All right, everyone. Welcome to our new friend, Big T, who is lummoxing on in here. Hello, Big T. I figured we'd take the first 5 minutes of the show for anybody on here. Maybe Smitty, perhaps, to congratulate, personally and publicly congratulate Big T on his team's championship.
What did I say today?
No, he did this.
Fine.
He really did.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Adam, congratulate.
I congratulate Big T for the Atlanta Braves having the exact same amount of World Series titles in the 21st century as the Philadelphia Phillies.
Just 13 years more recently.
Wow. We got to talk about it.
Because you've probably been getting a little flack, even though you have muted everyone at the company.
Why would he get flack for this?
I mean, first of all, he has everyone at the company muted.
I have everyone that I follow muted. That's not like a company thing.
So what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point of following?
Because it's like a social thing now that like you have to follow people.
Okay, but what's the point of why are you muting them?
Because there's not a lot of people who I care what they have to say every day.
Who's unmuted?
So insane.
I mean, a few accounts.
Is Dave muted?
No.
Am I muted?
Yeah.
Is Marty muted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Big F muted?
Yeah.
Am I muted?
No.
All right.
Okay. I don't know
if I want to. I don't know.
You are. Yeah.
I'm muted.
Most of it is
I muted you, Ben.
If it's people who tweet too much, just shit like that.
That is quite possibly like the meanest thing you can do to somebody.
It's pretty shocking.
So mean. I'd rather you not follow.
Yeah, or block me.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't because then when you go, oh, you don't follow me.
I'd rather you just be like, I don't.
It's not a y'all thing. It's a me thing. Like I just don't like to see a ton of tweets.
You just don't like us enough to care about
our
opinions.
No, you don't like Twitter.
I don't think that's inaccurate.
Yeah, I don't think you like Twitter. But the flack I was talking about is because I'm going to preface it right. I know it was 7-0, right?
Yeah,
it was 7-0. You knew you were going to win the World Series since probably the fifth inning. You just didn't say it out loud,
right?
When that last out comes, you kind of were a little bit in shock. It happened.
Well, yeah. So
fucking Travi for the boys forced to cry out. I don't know what that was. But
see, I started to tear up in the eighth inning. When they got, I think it was like a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth, and I could feel, I was like, wow, this is like, they're really going to
do it. Yeah, and people are saying, and I said it too, I was like, I've been, as someone who has won championships.
Congratulations.
Well, not recently. 2015 is my last one. Something snaps in me, and it's just like I lose control of my body.
I mean,
what did you win
Duke.
In 2015? Okay, all right.
But, like, if anybody watched any of the streams from any of the previous games or that one, like, when Jorge's homer went, we went insane. Dansby's homer, we went insane. Like, after that, when it was 5-6-7-0, like, we knew. And, like, that moment when they got the final out, it was just like.
This happened to me in Omaha. Now, I don't care about Mississippi State baseball the way he cares about the Braves. Like, this motherfucker watches every. I like Mississippi State baseball.
He went nuts.
And I enjoyed it. I loved it. I love Mississippi State. But he lives and dies with every single pitch all year long. But when you're up 7-0, it like does take the moment away a little bit.
It does, but still, he wasn't even alive the last time they won.
Yeah.
So this is your first one.
So it's like
if it had been a 3-2 game, they had guys on second and third, and then we got the final, it would have been a much different reaction.
I think what me and Big Ev were saying is just, it's still like you're like telling you fucking cheating losers, Astros, we're the fucking best. Like, I think
well,
it's
we
just,
did that a lot throughout the series.
I know. I'm not. I don't want to. And I'm not trying to shit on you. You won a World Series. It's awesome. But I'm just saying that people were on the internet.
One World Series.
What's this got to do with my maroon pants?
I heard about that. I don't really understand it. Like, whatever. That's a great opinion.
Who's
to
talking
guess,
about your maroon pants?
Thanks. Thank you for bringing it up, Big Ev. I appreciate that.
They're good pants.
What do you think?
No, I felt Big T. I think I just needed to one suck my dick.
It's both.
There were those though throughout the series. Like,
no, I respect it.
No, I know, but it doesn't.
I understand that it was 7-0. It's tough to kind of like.
You just need to say something. World Series, we did it.
I think I did say
something. No, you
something
were so in shock. You started clapping.
All right, all right.
Like, I think I said
this guy's clapping.
I'll take it for Big T. I mean, it is anticlimactic when it is 7-0. You know you're going to win. And he did say something. He said the Braves should trade Freddie Freeman in July, as well as that they're a cancer.
And I've said 10 times.
But listen, he's a passionate fan. He lives and dies with every game.
Listen,
you know?
I do want to say that on this show. I said it last night.
Even crazier.
I said it last night. I've said publicly 10 times that was very dumb. I was so wrong about that. Also, people acting like they thought when the Braves were below 500 on August 1st that they were going to win the World Series.
Busting balls. They were plus 3,000 to win the NL
August
1st. Nobody knew.
Nobody ever thought this could happen.
But we were talking today. Here's a fascinating point. Did the Braves have the greatest trade deadline of all time in any sport?
Has to be. I can't imagine there's another one that – I mean, all four guys they got –
I mean, it's easy to say now since they won.
But what's
like,
great about
but I mean,
it is
winning the NLCS MVP,
Scherzer,
World Series MVP.
But what's great about
like
it
that's,
is I don't think any of the trades then we thought, oh, this is the greatest trade deadline of all time. It's just the trade they all turned out.
They were all average.
They were all moves that people were like, these are lottery tickets that could if you
I didn't
get
even
into
know
the
they
postseason.
Were lottery.
I don't even think
they were below the radar.
I think they were like everyday players.
You can say that because they won, but like obviously Scherzer and Trey Turner was the best trade you ever seen. Probably
it was fine, but I mean Rosario turned into Mickey Mantle for 2 months.
Yeah, like he's
Soler won the World Series MVP.
I mean lottery tickets in that. They, like Jorge Soler was hitting 190, came to the Braves, had 1,000 OPS.
Yeah, he was really bad.
Yeah, he was not good at all.
And then he was outstanding.
And then awesome. He just hit everything out of the ballpark.
And that home run was
But you're all, it's also smart because he's a good hitter. He's hitting 190. Logic tells you he's going to turn it on.
Yeah,
let's get him
sure.
over here and let him turn
that
it on.
Special values.
But also, they gave up nothing. Yeah. They gave up fucking Pablo Sandoval.
Because
for
he wants
guys.
Nothing.
We don't win this World Series without Panda. Shout out to Pablo Sandoval.
Unbelievable.
This idea, though, in sports fandom or Twitter right now, that people are like mad because the Braves weren't the best team all year, therefore they shouldn't win the World Series, is the dumbest fucking thing
I've
ever
anything,
seen.
Dude, if
anything,
who's
even saying that?
If anything, it gives me hope.
It should.
That's actually – that – pisses me off if anyone ever thinks that.
Yeah, that's sure. I mean, it's a seven-game series.
That's
the best
what
team
sports
won.
Are
it's
about.
Why the season's long. They turned into the best team.
Yes.
And by October, by last night, they were the best team in baseball.
I mean, if
also,
you're saying that, then it's like you don't even believe in playoffs.
Right. Well,
like, just
well,
give
no,
the championship
Braves
as the
best
regular season record.
They're not the best team in baseball, but that's what the playoffs were because anything can happen.
No, but I think they became the best team in baseball.
No, I
think the Braves
think they
I think you can't
over
say
the last,
they're not the best
over
team.
I think
they're the best team in baseball.
In October, they played after the trade deadline. They played at like 108 win pace.
They were blitzing people.
1,000%. But I still think that the Braves are not the best team. They are. They were the best team. Like, they did what they had to do.
They became the best
they
team in baseball.
The team
but, like, the Dodgers are still a
after
better
the
baseball team.
I don't think they beat them in a seven-game series.
I understand, but that's why the playoffs are the best.
But I think
but
if
you're,
it's
you're
one
doing
game,
the same argument I'm hating on.
No, I think you are too. No, I'm not. I think that the I have like I want the
so because
Braves
the Dodgers were better in April and May. You still think the Dodgers are better because they have the longer track record? But the Braves became the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they became. I think I'm saying it wrong.
You are saying it wrong.
But even not like even not in the playoffs after the trade deadline. Once we got Peterson and Duvall and Soler and all those guys, they played. They were unbelievable in August and September.
I think Marty's arguing best players versus best team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm doing.
So, because all the teams we've had the last 3 years were way better than this one.
I love the team.
Yeah. Last year was infinitely better.
But TJ also, is on short porch and he knows Marty. He knows how to speak his language of stupidity.
And I do agree with Marty. If both teams started the season today and played a full season, the Dodgers are probably the better team.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. But, like, the Braves are the best team in baseball right now because they won the World Series. I understand that.
They peaked last
So, Smitty, right Adam, do you want to publicly congratulate Big T right here? Just a big flowery congratulations. And say I'm sorry for mistreating you all season.
No. Well, first of all, I did. And we've had –
Well, that was like, privately. I'd like for you to do it publicly.
I did it beginning when he came in here. And I also gave him my Halloween candy to spread the wealth because that's his ideology.
Sure. Sure.
Did I not give you my kid's Halloween candy?
You did.
Okay.
Your poor son doesn't get any Halloween candy.
Well, he's 6 months old. He can't eat it. He doesn't have teeth.
Then what's the point of taking him trick-or-treating? Just take pictures at home.
To get pictures.
Get pictures. Meet the neighbors. You know, be one with
be
the
one.
Neighborhood.
Be one with the neighborhood.
That sounds like an ideology.
No, love thy neighbor. What's that from?
This guy.
I'm asking a question, Big T.
All right, Big T, you may go. Congratulations to you.
You turned it up last night?
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we only had about 90 minutes till the bar closed, but we did what we could.
I love, before you go, Ben Mintz's tweet last night. You're so innocent, little Ben Mintz. You tweeted out, congratulations to Brandon Walker. His Braves and his Mississippi State baseball team won in the same year. Like, I don't give a fuck about the Braves.
You don't give a fuck.
I mean,
about
you grew up pulling for them.
But the entire run, we're on the show every day. He never gave a fuck the whole time.
No,
but
I mean, he grew up pulling for
them. In 1995, I knew he did when he 91, won. When they lost the Twins, I cried. Like, I was devastated. I was 12. 95, it was the best championship of my life. I celebrated. I was right after 95, I just never cared about them as much. And then I, like, grew out of baseball. I don't really care. Yeah, and I just.
You should have just taken the shine from Big T.
I should have showed up on the stream last night. Yeah. I should have stayed.
You're like, holy shit, I've been waiting my whole life.
I was so mad in 2019 when a former employee and I were on the stream for the Cardinals series. And Brandon was, like, on there, and something happened. It was the second inning, and, like, we got to have a big jam or something, and we were going crazy. He's like, it's the second inning. And Dave walked by. He goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like,
that's when he realized I'm not a Braves.
It's the playoffs.
Hey, he's lying. It was a pop-up to make it one out in the second inning of a nothing-nothing game, and you guys were chest-bumping and doing this. I was like, what? It's the second inning, guys.
It's the postseason.
But it's going to be a long slog.
You were kind of a fake Braves fan when we first started working here.
2019, I try. Because I identify as a Braves fan.
Because I was talking to you a while. I was trying to, like, talk shit and, like, talk history.
No.
And you didn't care. All you cared about was Dale Murphy.
And that's when I learned. I was like, well, I don't care like he does. So that I just bailed out. I said, I'm not gonna be on stream and do it.
And I respect that.
Mississippi State baseball. You care for Mississippi State.
I actually care about Mississippi State baseball a lot more than people think. I've gone to all the games.
I used to cover them. But I also know, like, it's not your...
It's my third favorite sport at Mississippi State.
Sure.
I like basketball and football better.
So, yeah, I was going to say, is that, like,
but
football...
I love Mississippi State anything. Like,
I know.
Women's basketball a couple years ago, I was all up in that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to... Say,
I love Mississippi
Title
State.
Title IX a little.
I love. No, when they beat UConn, I was Mr. Women's Basketball. And then we got jobbed out of the fucking.
So you were a Juana man.
I got jobbed out of the fucking national title.
Good movie.
When Morgan Williams got.
That movie
got
can't
assaulted.
Fly now.
Before you
no.
go, Big T,
no.
I have a baseball topic that I thought of. Uh-huh. Okay? Because last night when they won the World Series, and my wife is a diehard Braves fan. She grew up in Atlanta, like in the nice neighborhood around Braves players. She grew up. This meant a lot to her. I had to wake her up so she could come down, and she watched the ninth inning because she's got four kids. She's tired. And she loved it. Huge night for her.
Just open that gilded cage, let her out.
Anyway.
Play for a little bit.
Anyway, when they won, I thought about Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy's my favorite Brave of all time, and I that's who I thought about. He is the first guy I think about when it comes to the Braves. Now,
awesome Philly.
There are some obvious players. When I say a franchise name, who's the first player you think of? I think Padres, it's immediately Tony Gwynn no matter what,
not
right?
Not even close.
Not even close. Yankees, even though we have the arguments, I think it's Jeter. It could be anybody, but I think it's probably Jeter.
It could be Babe Ruth.
For a certain age, but certainly right now it's probably Jeter. Okay, there are some franchises. I'm just going to go down a list of is it generational? Is it what? Who are the first, like, Diamondbacks? I say the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Randy Johnson.
First player. He was only there for, like, 2 years.
He won four Cy Youngs straight. What do you mean he was there for 2 years?
He didn't win them all at Arizona, did he?
He won five overall and four straight at Arizona. Yes,
I
and a
don't
championship.
Like to think about Arizona a
Me
lot.
Neither.
Right, like, there are certain teams.
I think of Luis Gonzalez.
Who do you think of?
For the Braves?
No.
For the Diamondbacks? I would have said Randy Johnson, too.
I actually did cry with Luis Gonzalez.
Four straight Cy Youngs.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. I just don't remember it being that long, but I believe you. Who's the first Colorado Rocky you think of?
Todd Helton.
Wow. Okay.
Former Tennessee quarterback.
Mine wasn't Todd Helton either.
I wouldn't hate throwing a Larry Walker or Dante Bichette or a Big Cat in there.
Mine was Bichette.
Bichette?
Yeah, it was that team. It was the Blake Street Bombers. Was that them?
The expansion team in 93.
Troy Tulowitzki.
No, I think that was
– Todd Helton's – I thought that's
what
I was
Todd
thinking.
Helton's – I mean, he was there for 20 years.
All right. Now, I think this one's generational, but it might – okay, Mariners.
Griffey.
Ichiro.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. I think there's a stark divide. Us, yeah. Griffey, them, Ichiro.
Griffey was just so
right.
Iconic.
Griffey was it.
Ken Griffey baseball, too.
Yeah.
Nintendo game.
Texas Rangers.
Josh Hamilton.
Beltray.
Honestly, I think A-Rod that contract.
Maybe Nolan Ryan.
Honest one that popped in my head was Josh Hamilton.
Mine's Nolan Ryan.
Mine's Michael Young.
That was the second one.
Career 300 hitter.
He was awesome.
He was really
all right,
good.
All right, Tampa Bay Rays.
Longoria,
Baldelli.
Longoria or David Price.
Mine's just
or even Carlos Pena too.
I don't think I have one.
Yeah, it's Longoria because
he beat the shit out of the Yankees all the time.
Mine is weird with them. I think of Canseco at the very end of his career, hitting like 40 home runs for the Rays in that stupid dome.
A lot of people, Wade Boggs ended his career with the Rays, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a home run for number 3,000. Three players have done that. Anyway, who is Marlins?
Josh Beckett,
yeah.
El Duque.
Well, he
El Duque. Dontrell Willis.
What about Jose Fernandez?
Well, RIP.
Rest in peace.
Not sure he had long enough.
You only have
sick jersey.
He's only 24.
He was dominant.
You only kind of...
I think of Gary Sheffield, I think.
Sheffield, yeah.
Nationals.
Zimmerman.
Bryce Harper.
Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman would probably be the play. Maybe in Stroudsburg, just because he was there the entire time.
That's not how you say his name at all.
Strasburg.
There's Harper's no U in it.
Bryce Harper. I mean,
Steven Strasburg.
It's not a Stroud. There's no U in it. It's Strasburg.
San Diego State.
Fine. And out there, he was still Strasburg.
Number one overall pick. Strasburg.
Who's your Minnesota Twins?
Kirby Puckett.
Is this an interesting activity for you guys? Because I love
I'm enjoying it.
Now, okay. Now or more, no.
The generation gap thing's fun, Brandon.
Did Puckett get canceled? Because I'll change it.
He had some problems, but I don't think he got canceled.
He's not around anymore, right?
He's RIP.
Yeah.
No personality. This is just baseball.
I think he beat up his wife.
This is just baseball. So just baseball. So Big T can choose John Rocker.
What are we doing?
The Cleveland Indians / Guardians.
Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn.
That's the right answer, actually.
That's what a lot of people when they think of the Indians, they think of that
Jim Tomei or Bob Feller.
Bob Feller, really.
Bob Feller was dominant.
I know he was. You never saw him pitch.
Allegedly.
The 40s and the 50s. You big Bob Feller guy.
Dude, led league in strikeouts after coming back from war. Like 10 straight years.
Rapid Robert. That was his name.
Mine's like, for that one, it is Tommy, but Miller is my, just when he was so dominant for them in the playoffs was just, I don't know why.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Braun,
yeah, Ryan Braun.
I would have said Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
I think of Robin Yount.
Robin Yount.
Paul Molitor.
Yeah, Molitor played or bounced around though.
Yeah, he did. He was a Brewer for a while, and then he went
Blue Jays
Twins. Yeah. Kansas City Royals.
George Brett.
I don't know why this popped in my head first, but Zach Greinke.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nope.
Not even a catcher.
Salvador Perez?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think Greinke. He was there for a while. That was like his beginning years when he was like dominant, was on the
Royals. Who was their absolute stud in 14 when they won? I mean, they had Hosmer. They had
Alex Gordon.
They just had a good team. They just had like a bunch of good players.
You remember Saberhagen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mets.
Saberhagen. Could...
Well, no, Royals.
Oh, yeah. He pitched for them, too. I remember his Mets days more.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Bonds.
I think Bonds, Bonilla, Van Slyke, and
Willie. Even like
Doug Drayback. Doug Drayback pitching.
Bonds is
Clemente.
Bonds is just Giants for me.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Roy Halladay.
John Crook.
Utley.
Yeah, for me, it's not. It's
Lenny
not
Dykstra.
I go generational with them. I mean, Schmidt.
Yeah, Schmidt.
Utley. Rollins.
I think Ben was right. I think Crook first.
That's fine.
Yeah. That 93 team was so fun and weird and different and just interesting. That
Dutch Dalton was essentially
Jake
Taylor.
I was still a huge baseball fan in 1993, and them beating the Braves just destroyed me.
It's crazy that three of us weren't born yet. Just wild to
it's
think
not
about.
Crazy. It's,
it
it's
is kind of crazy.
That's how time works, Marty.
No, it's just crazy.
That's how time works. All right, Big T, you can go.
All right, thank y'all.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Big T.
Do another team.
Appreciate
Enjoy.
That.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Do one more team.
Yeah, I do. I'm liking this.
I got to kind of almost got to pull up the fucking
Angels.
I was going to say Angel. Angels.
Guerrero.
Vlad?
Yeah, got to be Vlad. Easy.
Trout.
Honestly, it's
K-Rod.
It's the rally monkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That thing scared the shit out of me when the Yankees played them all the time.
Oakland A's.
Jason Giambi.
McGuire.
No, McGuire.
I think Canseco, but Rick same thing.
The Bash Brothers. That's a tough one for me. Yeah, Bash Brothers back to back.
That's a weird one.
Even Eckersley.
I don't think people, you know, the teams like have Miguel such short Tejada? Periods of dominance, but right in the late 80s was my wheelhouse of baseball fandom, and they were the dominant team. They only won one World Series. They
never
went to three
good
straight.
When you think of the A's and the first thing that comes up is Moneyball. Not a player.
Yeah.
Miguel Tejada probably, which I don't know how good of an answer that is. But
that's
the first
Orioles
one that came to my head.
Me.
Montreal Expos, Smitty.
Oh, that's
– That's like
Pedro.
Vlad again.
That's
Vlad times two.
Now, Pedro wasn't there for that long there. Honestly, like Raul Mondesi for me.
Raul Mondesi was one of my favorite baseball players. I love Raul.
Did Raul
Mondesi.
Mondesi ever play for the Expos?
He didn't? Was
no.
He, was
played
he
for the
Dodgers?
That would be hilarious.
Right, he didn't play for the Expos at all. Raul Mondesi never played for the Expos.
He played
okay,
for the Yankees.
Everybody like started for the Expos. Randy Johnson was an Expo.
Moises Alou.
Moises Alou. That's what I was thinking.
Moises Alou.
Remember Olcan Boyd?
Dennis Olcan Boyd from Meridian.
He's the mayor of San Cristobal.
But Larry Walker, Pedro, Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of people.
Vladimir
right.
Guerrero?
Yeah.
I mean, Vladimir Guerrero, too.
Yeah.
Can confirm he never played for the Expos.
That was close.
He played for the Dodgers, Blue Jays, Yankees, Diamondbacks, Pirates, Angels,
He played
Braves.
In Canada.
Blue Jays.
Right down the street.
That's Jose Bautista.
Joe Carter.
Yeah.
Jose Bautista.
Yeah, probably Joey Bats.
Roberto Alomar was good for them, too. He played for the Indians,
We don't remember Roberto Alomar well enough.
He was unreal.
He was
unreal.
Arguably the greatest second baseman of all time.
He was unfucking believable. You guys don't remember Roberto Alomar being great, right?
No.
Unbelievable.
I know he's great, but I don't know.
Mets. Him. You guys are going to say Piazza, right?
I think David Wright.
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Yeah, you're on it. Strawberry was the one.
Dwight Gooden,
too.
Yeah. Strawberry to me is just the everyday player.
So much cocaine.
Hitting the bomb. So did Dwight Gooden.
Yeah.
I remember cocaine boys. All right. I might think of another team. Go ahead and read us an ad.
Let's do it. Bear Bottom is on a mission to make the most comfortable, made-to-last menswear around while giving back to the communities where their clothing is made. Comfy season is here. Stock your closet with comfort without paying the insane markups you see at the other online and big box brands. You could feel good wearing your Bear Bottoms because for each item you purchase, a nutritious school meal is donated to a child in need. Everything is built for value. You're getting the softest and stretchiest clothes in the game for a great deal while doing some good in the process. For a limited time, Bear Bottom is giving you an incredibly soft tech tee or natural dye tee for free when you spend $150. You can also get 10% off your first order by going to barebottomclothing.com/picks. That's BEAR, like the animal, bottomclothing.com/picks.
What'd you say about my pants?
Let's shut up.
Did you wear them because the playoff ranking?
Wait.
Talk about it.
Before we get to the playoff ranking, we're going to get to it. I kind of want to finish the teams.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of want to finish. Orioles.
Cal Ripken.
I think that's the most unanimous
Marty,
one.
Yeah, but Marty, it's not saying Cal Ripken.
Tejada really is in my
head.
Come on.
Tejada was only – he won MVP with the A's and didn't do
anything.
5 minutes. Yeah.
Just saying that's – you can't be wrong in this game when it's your brain.
I think you can with the –
It's the generational gap yeah. thing. It's funny. No, I mean, it's really Ripken, funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that, it's pretty
White Sox, famous. Frank Thomas.
Frank.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I almost said Paul Konerko?
No, it's not no. weird at all. That's not weird at all.
That was the knee jerk. I'm giving my knee jerk.
Yeah. I for some reason, think Robin Ventura, too.
I like that one, too.
Am yeah,
I,
but Frank Thomas.
Was Tomei on there?
For a hot second.
For a second, yeah.
I think I like the hot second guys.
You just like guys getting a real quick contract. You like
what about
hey,
Black Jack McDowell, Brandon?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Shout out
yeah.
McDowell.
Yeah, shout out him.
My last name.
Did I say Tigers?
No. Cecil Fielder.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, Miguel. Easy.
Yeah, Miggy says
Maglio Ordóñez.
That's a good one.
It's more for White Sox,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's more White Sox.
Who'd he say?
Maglio.
I would even kind of put Verlander in there for Tigers too.
I agree with him, Fielder or yeah. Trammell if you're a little bit even older.
Trammell won a World Series.
Mm,
or Sparky no. Anderson.
Yeah, that's true. Have I gotten everybody in the East? Yes. Have I gotten everybody in the Central? Have I said the Reds?
If you're going back to
Adam
Pete Rose.
I think of those 70s teams. Yeah. That
Adam Dunn.
The Big Red Machine.
The Nukes.
Yeah. Johnny Bench.
Mm-hmm.
Marge Schott.
Oh, yes.
I think of the bad boy. Who was the bull? They had that awesome
Rob Dibble. The Nasty
yeah, Dibble
Boys.
And Norm Charlton.
Norm Charlton and Randy Jackson. No, Randy something.
Yeah, Randy Jackson.
Was it Randy Jackson?
Yeah. Randy Myers.
Randy Myers.
Randy
Thank
Myers.
You very much.
Well, Randy Jackson was a Red and came to the Phillies.
Maybe Randy Myers was on the – okay, all right. It was Randy Myers.
I just remember that World Series. They had Chris Sabo, Eric Davis. My bad. They had Eric Davis.
Yeah, Randy Jackson Chris Sabo. Used to celebrate by ripping his shirt off and just chugging beers.
Awesome. Cardinals. This
Pujols.
Might be unanimous,
Pujols.
Right?
Pujols.
Yeah.
Well, it's McGuire.
I think McGuire, though, because of that, you know, if you were alive and cognizant in 98, you just can't get that out of your mind.
I also think, like, Stan Musial.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, the Cardinals are a long, yeah. decorated
Bob
franchise.
Gibson.
Oh, you know what? Ozzie Smith for me.
Ozzie,
yeah.
Mine's Pujols, but, I mean, even Molina is like
That's what I was going to say, too, yeah.
Let's see. Have I got everybody?
You ain't done Cub yet.
Giants?
Barry Bonds.
Giants is Bonds.
To me, it's Will Clark, but that's a personal thing. Cubs?
So
Sammy.
I mean, Buster Posey Sammy. Needs to be in there for Giants. But
Sammy.
Cubs.
Who's
– Sandberg for me. Ryan Sandberg.
Grace was
is
loved.
Ortiz
too.
Just – is that Red Sox?
I think it has to be him or Manny.
I guess –
or Pedro,
going
maybe.
Back, I go to Roger Clemens.
We missed a big one for the Reds. Barry Larkin.
Oh.
Yeah, he was fine.
It's first ballot Hall of Famer.
And MVP 12. In 95, I believe.
I love Mo Vaughn.
Do you?
I just really do.
For the Red Sox or the Angels?
I hate the Red Sox.
I think of Mo Vaughn as a Met.
Think the last.
Yeah, that's.
Jesus. Oh, I forgot about him.
That's kind of where I was.
The last team that I haven't mentioned is the Dodgers. I think of Kirk Gibson.
That's a tough one.
Kershaw, I think.
Yeah,
I think Kershaw
recently.
I think Kershaw.
I mean, I think honestly, Sandy Koufax.
You read a lot of history books, huh?
I grew up like a baseball
I did
old
too.
School fanatic.
I did too. I grew up
so like Sandy
I'm
Koufax,
a present fan.
Like winning four Cy Youngs against
I don't
Steve
like
Carlton.
History.
Speaking of present fan, today's one of my it's my youngest's birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jay. Yeah. And we had his birthday party last week. But he woke up this morning and he just looked dead at my face and my wife's face. He said, "I want more presents."
Yeah, I mean, it's
I mean, it's
fair.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is the kind of our mistake. We shouldn't.
Why'd you do it so
We should have saved some presents. I don't know. We thought the weather was going to turn a little bit, and it kind of did. So we just went ahead and did it. There was availability issues, so we went ahead and did it last week. Whatever.
How old?
No, as a child.
Six. He's six.
Oh, a six-year-old? Yeah,
that's
he doesn't
a good
understand.
No, it's a good demand. It's a good demand for a 16-year-old.
Demand for a 27-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I'm buying him the best present I've ever bought one of my kids, too. Buying him a mini Lazy Boy recliner.
Wow.
Like a tiny
that's
Lazy Boy
very
recliner.
Very well thought out.
He's
very nice.
He has his own TV, and he sits in like a beach chair and watches it. Just doesn't bother anybody. I'm getting him his own Lazy
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah, that's – you're not – you
might never leave.
You're not going to hear from him for 2 years.
Dude, Lazy Boy – I mean, no free ads. They are
I know.
Phenomenally underrated still.
Yes,
like
yes.
They are
– it's the one
great.
Thing I don't have in my life that I wish I had a recliner. I have a couch, a good couch, but
yeah.
I don't have a recliner.
Yeah,
I got a recliner.
I need a recliner. I got a dad chair, but it's not allowed to be in the living room where our TV is, so it's in the basement just sitting by itself.
Time out. Why isn't it allowed to be in your living room?
Because it is
old.
No,
it's ugly.
No, it's not old. It's not old. It was purchased because my father-in-law had a hip surgery and needed like a recliner, so we got like the top-notch Lazy Boy.
Sure.
And it was gifted to me for our new house.
Sure.
And it doesn't fit the ambiance of the room.
Oh, God damn it.
Just slap a TV in the basement.
We're working on that.
You lost, your balls sucked into your stomach when you
were sitting. That happens. Because
it's such a good chair.
It happens.
It's such a good chair.
No, it happens. You have no say.
I mean, you have to fight the battles you can win.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's a battle. That one's close.
He's going to. That battle's not over.
It's not over.
It's a long war.
Right.
It's for sure.
It's a battle of attrition.
I'll give up 2 years, and all of a sudden we'll invade the North and we'll win the war.
Sometimes you give up a couple yards here so you can.
I think every couch you need to recline. You need both options.
I don't like the couch recliner. I don't like the recliner built into the couch. I don't like that. You I like a couch single? And a recliner.
Oh, no, I disagree. I need one into the couch.
No, but there's something special about a solo recliner.
There is. It's hard to make that work,
though. What's happening?
A lot of activity.
Upstairs got
they got food.
Food.
Yeah, we got more bars.
I see a lot of sandwiches coming down.
Barstool Bites.
Barstool Bites in here every day now, so we're allowed to just bring it in here and promote it and eat.
Yeah, that's true.
It's actually encouraged.
I think I've eaten chicken wings. I don't know whose wings they are, but I've eaten chicken wings from Barstool Bites the last 2 days.
Might be White Sox D's full chicken bucket.
Okay. Well, actually, it was. How did he get the full chicken bucket?
I don't know.
I guess we got to go upstairs after this. We got one order of food.
I don't know, because I kind of resent when upstairs people come down and take our food, so I don't want to go take their food.
He got the full chicken bucket because
they come down no matter what. They're savages.
I mean, look at this.
This is like... We're invading.
Yeah, of course we are.
I kind of like it, even though I'm not going to go up there. I kind of like that downstairs people are going up there.
I mean,
because they come down here with no shame.
White Sox Dave got the whole chicken bucket because he lives next to the coop and sleeps there.
All right, Marty.
All right, yeah, let's talk about how.
So we haven't talked about Aaron Rodgers having COVID. We haven't talked about the college football playoff, but. I don't want to give you the right here because you just have been on Alabama all year and you've squatted on it. Like, everybody knows Alabama's a good team.
You know what?
No, you know what it is?
Marty's part of the problem.
You are part of the problem.
No, I'm not part of the problem because I agree. I'm going to say I'm right, but I agree with you. I agree that they should be not dumb and say, hey, Alabama can make their own way. They could be 14 right now. It doesn't matter where they are. They will be in the playoff if they win out.
When they unveiled that college football playoff last night, and the first one that took my breath away was Oklahoma at 8.
That is wild.
Everyone's pissed about Cincinnati. Oklahoma being 8 is disgusting.
Crazy. I'm not pissed about Oklahoma being 8, but I thought otherwise, like name brand, I thought the committee is going to pay service to name brands, and they put them at 8. I'm like, whoa, this could be really different. And then I see Alabama at 2, and I'm like, no, I guess it's not. The only reason to have Alabama at 2 is because you believe Alabama football is the best program in the country. That's it. There's no other explanation because they don't have the great win.
So let me ask you this, because everyone was sending like, they have Notre Dame, Cincy, and they should be ahead. So are you taking their wins when they played them or what they are now? Because Ole Miss was 10 when they played them.
No, I think what they are now.
I think they're what they are now, yeah.
Okay,
you can't worry about.
So that's why
Iowa beating Indiana when Indiana was 17. Indiana sucks, you know?
No, but then they also lost. But they also went up when they did that.
But Alabama being in these rankings, I mean, it still comes down to Alabama, Georgia. If they lose.
They got to beat Auburn, too.
But I think with putting the rankings the way they were yesterday, I feel like they set up a couple things. One, I think it would take a lot of help. I think they set up a scenario to put Bama in regardless of that loss. I think they made that remotely possible. Two, I think they set up a scenario. I don't know how they could do. I don't know how they could keep Oklahoma. If they went undefeated and won the Big 12, I don't know how they could not be in the top four.
Oklahoma still has Baylor, Iowa State, Oklahoma State.
I think they definitely set them up to lose a game, win the Big 12, and not get in, which I think they're teeing that up because this is even my Ohio State bias. I think this is just like their like Ohio State Big 10 bias. They want Ohio State in, obviously, TV, all that. But they know they can't put Ohio State in without putting Oregon in if they continue to only have one loss.
Now,
I think they want those two spots just in case.
Everybody freaked out about Cincy being at 6. I think Cincy has a path.
See, I think they're fucked.
I don't think they're fucked.
Their best win is behind them already.
I don't think they're fucked because they're at 6. A couple of teams before, Michigan State's at 3. They're shaky at best. Oregon.
But we have two teams in front of them that are going to play each other.
Oregon, yes, and Alabama's going to get knocked out. Alabama will get knocked out. Oregon's at four. They're shaky at best. Ohio State, you assume they're going to grab one of those spots. Oklahoma, who's behind them, if they don't win out, they're not going to jump them. So I think Cincy's a lot more sturdy spot than we think they are. And the biggest shock yesterday was Michigan being 7, Oklahoma being 8. What in the world are you ranking Michigan?
Why? That's stupid.
Michigan's played one decent team and they lost.
That's stupid.
Wait, what is the possible reasoning behind that?
I guess it's that they have the good loss. They've lost to number 3, but they don't have any wins. I don't know what they've done. I don't know what Michigan has done to be the number 7 team in the country.
Because they put Michigan State as 3, so it's like, oh, they lost the number 3 team in the
close
country.
Game.
And it's like, that's what they're thinking. But where you're – where I think you're right with what they should change it up, you're not thinking like the committee. The committee has never respected a non-Power 5 team, ever. Ever.
This is the most they've ever respected one.
But I'm saying with Alabama, they're going to put them up there no matter what. They don't give a fuck.
See, I'm at a point I genuinely believe that they would potentially put in a two-loss Alabama over Cincinnati.
I think
that's possible.
It's definitely possible.
It's not impossible, especially
when the next loss would be to the unanimous number one team in the country.
It'd have to be two losses,
and especially if it was a close game.
They'd have to beat Auburn and then lose to Georgia.
Well, no, for sure. Yeah, but I'm saying if they lose Auburn, they're fucked.
Yeah. They are fine.
But I think they're setting them up to potentially get in with a close loss to Georgia.
They're fine with taking the flak, but they know that everyone's going to watch Alabama against anybody in that college football.
I guess, but then
everyone's gonna be like, "All right, well, Cincinnati will be interesting." And then they get blown out in the first quarter.
I think Cincy's dead.
I think that's what pissed me off.
I don't think Cincy's dead. I think the only path to two SEC teams in the playoff is Alabama beating Georgia. I don't think Alabama losing to Georgia gets them in the playoff. I don't think there's a world where the committee does that, unless all hell breaks loose behind them, which is certainly possible. Because listen, Oklahoma's at 8; they still play 10 and 11. 3, 5, and 7 all keep playing here in this little mixture coming up. So Ohio State's going to have a chance to go up. They're also going to have a chance to lose.
No, for sure. But Ohio State losing in most scenarios, if they lost, it would be Michigan State solidifying themselves.
Yeah.
Because I think if Michigan State beat Ohio State, I think they could afford a loss and still be in the top 4 over Cincinnati.
You know, Ohio State beating Michigan, or Ohio State beating Michigan State, and then Michigan beating Ohio State. All three of those teams end with one loss. Where the fuck are we then?
Probably Michigan.
Michigan's sitting really good already.
I don't know what the tiebreaker would be.
That would put a weird round robin for our side of the Big 10.
What would be the tiebreaker of
we all just beat each other.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
I don't know. I was shocked when Alabama was number 2. I think it's stupid. I think the committee kind of made a joke of themselves last night because Alabama could do the work later and get in. You don't have to reward them now. I don't know why you rewarded them now.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Better than anybody I know.
No, that's false, but who is the committee? Like, do we know?
Oh, yeah, exactly we know. Okay. It's public.
It's a bunch of, like, ADs, presidents.
Yeah.
Okay. So we know each individual.
They try to get representation from every conference, every Power Five conference. All the big teams. Yeah.
So I'd rather we not
think
know them.
You think there's shenanigans behind the scenes?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
What kind of shenanigans?
I mean, there's shenanigans from top to bottom with basically everything that has to do with the NCAA. Why wouldn't there be shenanigans here?
Well,
sports.
Pretty much all the main, like, the big football powers all have a representation. Like, Ohio State's AD is on it. Like, Gene Smith is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So who's, like,
just being honest, it's just true.
So who's fighting for Cincinnati?
Nobody.
I agree. Like, I think there is a little bit.
No, but the shenanigans, too, is they're all saying, like, hey, we're going to make more money if Alabama's in.
I mean, the Power Five.
No, that's what I think for Ohio State. I agree. It's true. They want Ohio State in.
Notre Dame.
Sports. When you get older, you realize sports is not. It's not sports. It's just a business.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, and that's true in baseball. That's true in basketball.
But I think the things go hand in hand. Where that is true, but also the teams they're pulling for, they usually have the better teams.
I mean, there's
in
a reason.
Most cases.
There's a reason. The worst officiated game in history in the NBA is the Kings losing to the Lakers in Game 6, so the Kings didn't go to the finals. I mean, there's a reason these things happen.
No, rest in peace, Vladdy.
He's
still alive.
Say? Oh, I also think this year really fucks Clemson for now that because they've been cleaning up the ACC.
Right.
And Wake Forest is cleaning up the – well, we don't know if they will, but if they clean it up, I think everyone's going to realize that like Clemson shouldn't be an automatic in every time they're beating the ACC.
Well, you say that, but I think it's very interesting that Wake Forest is undefeated in the ACC and they're number 9. And you, we all know if you changed Wake Forest's logo to Clemson's with the exact same resume, they're 2 or 3
they're
right
two.
Now.
No, be number 2 in two. My opinion.
There would be no difference. And that kind of tells you the difference in college football right there. Who's sure. the teams are not fighting the same battles.
And playing the same schedule.
Playing the exact same schedule, exact same conference. Now, Clemson usually has a decent out-of-conference game Wake doesn't have. But still, if Clemson had a year where they didn't have that out-of-conference game, they would still be number 2 or number 3. It's just a matter of perception and program.
Well, it's gonna be interesting if they are able to pull off some of these wins, like beat North Carolina, beat North Carolina State, beat Clemson. It's going to be interesting to see how far they rise, because even those teams, like NC State's ranked, that's it.
Right.
Like, it's going to be weird how they rise up beating only one top 25 team, if they do.
Yeah, and the second they beat them, NC State won't be ranked.
For sure. That's what gets weird about it.
Just college basketball has the only playoff right. And you can't do it for football. I understand that.
Well, I think just imagine how exciting this would be if 12 teams.
That's what last night.
It should definitely be 12.
That's awesome. What last night made me realize too. It's just that like if this was 12
just
teams,
couldn't quite get to reiterate there.
Yeah,
he was trying.
I tried to reiterate.
All right, he was trying to
nailed
get there.
It there finally. But no, that's on. What last night made me realize too. Is that even if Alabama or Georgia, you know, kicks the crap out of everybody in a 12-team playoff, at least they get a chance, man. And that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament. You know, you win your conference, you get a chance. You may get the crap kicked out of you, but you got a
chance.
That's
why I think this year Cincinnati, if they don't get in, could be the martyr. They could be the team to say, well, listen, nobody has a chance. You've got to open this up for other teams.
Yeah, and like in bat, like usually the 16 team doesn't have a chance, but UMBC showed that one time it's fucking unbelievable that anything can happen.
And twos beat 15s all the time.
And like that,
not all the time, but more often.
And the thing with college football, it's not even going to be a 16 versus a 1. It's a fucking like a top 10 team playing.
I mean, what's
a 1.
What's the logical reason for not doing it?
People think it waters down the regular season. It waters down the playoff. I think that's the stupidest fucking thing. It makes the regular season better.
I mean, it brings in so much more money.
Think of the last month of the season, November, if everybody's trying to get in the 12 instead of 4.
Exactly.
Think about how many playoff games, how much more fun that'll be when we have all
those. That means every team in the top 25 last night would have a chance to get in the 12. Like, my team was – when I saw we were 17, I was shocked. We haven't been ranked in the AP. We haven't been ranked in the coach poll this year, and we were 17. And I thought, what? But we beat – 14, we beat 18, we beat 19. So
you had a chance to get the 12. You're like, holy shit.
Right, look at that. I mean, our last games are we play Arkansas, which is going to be tough. I think we'll lose, but what if we won that? And then we beat Auburn and beat Ole Miss, like all of a sudden.
And I'm not like you guys. Like I watch college football a lot because I gamble on it. And I honestly, like 12 teams, I'm watching that way more than a fucking a random bowl. I don't care about
bowl games.
It saves that season. It saves those
except
games.
Except for the Barstool Bowl.
Where it becomes like the opt-out bowls.
But you can
– no one will opt out anymore if they're playoff games.
Yeah, which is kind of like what they do in D3. It's like you play like kind of meaningless bowl games that aren't meaningless for playoffs. But you can still call any game in the playoff a bowl game.
Yeah, of course. Like it's the same shit, but it's actually meaningful. If you're playing someone who's number 8 playing a bowl game against a 12, I'm like, all right. Like, well, that means nothing. This game actually means nothing.
When the 12-team thing, when it was like brought up the first time, like I used the example last year, was Florida-Oklahoma. And Florida's entire offense opted out, and they got smoked. Right. Like, that would have been a crazy game. You got to see, like, Rattler when they were humming at the end of the year with, like, Trask, with Tony and Pitts and everybody. Like, that would have been a crazy, crazy matchup. Instead, Florida's offense opted out. They get blown out.
You know what? They should opt out.
You know, but now they won't. And, like, brings back, obviously it happens once a blue moon and it kind of stopped happening. Like, the Ian Johnson Zabransky Statue of Liberty, like, that moment, that comes back for a Cincinnati. Like, they'll get that shot where it might not happen every year. And most of the time they might get blown out. But that once out of every 6-8 years, they might pull off a crazy upset, and it's fucking unbelievable.
Do you all think the style points thing is too much? Because Cincinnati's really getting buried for how they played at Tulane and against Navy, but they won the damn game. I think
the difference is Tulane, they shouldn't get dinged. They won by 19 points. They won by 3 touchdowns. But Navy was bad. If you know you're in a playoff race, you need to beat Navy by more than that. You need to be able to handle your business because – and the committee's going to look at him and say, well, what would Alabama have done?
Alabama would handle business.
They would absolutely beat him by 50. You know, what would Georgia do? These questions have to get answered, and you know, since he failed the Navy test. I don't think they failed the Tulane test. I mean, they've won
a sleepy first half,
yeah,
and then they dominated the second half.
That's the only people.
Yeah, it was close at halftime.
But
they dominated.
I don't think we can judge teams on halves.
I think last year they were just way more dominant, more consistently.
They were so dominant last year.
Last year they beat everybody by 40, 50 points.
You're right, though.
Everybody.
If Alabama barely beat Navy, you'd be like, all right, well, let's pump the brakes on them. But they don't. They don't drop those games at all. They beat them by 70.
Yeah, well, they don't. You know, they famously like don't cover those games.
They beat them by like 35.
Yeah, they went like 48,
and they're
14.
By 35 at half.
And they
coast.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that was a good conversation.
That was fun. This has been a good, nice talk.
Thank you for answering my stupid question.
It's nice to have the boys just together and without Rico being toxic and poisoning the well here and stuff like that. Isn't that fun?
It's nice.
Where is he? Pick'em still going on, I guess.
Pick'em, yeah.
He was very nervous going into Pick'em today. He's got that.
Oh, Dave's on one.
Is Dave on one?
I was getting shots in the.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
What'd you get? Oh, because well,
I think Smitty got shots to the point where Dan came out of the advisor and said, "Smitty, I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, you got some shots."
Well, it's because of Foles, right? And
yeah, I mean Carson Wentz gets brought up in conversation, and then all of a sudden we go through my entire 20-year arc at Barstool.
You were
catching
that's
some shots
fair.
In the stream. Just watching the Colts game.
Just watch it, yeah.
But it was that was just about your Wednesday.
Watching Colts Titans.
Well, you were wrong about that.
We're not. What's in the past is in the past.
It's done.
Like it was like the second. Like he threw that dumb pick six in his own end zone.
I mean, I love Nick Foles, but I mean, what has he exactly done since he left Philadelphia?
All right, hit that second half, please.
The NASCAR Cup Series Championship race is finally here at none other than the Phoenix Raceway. The final four drivers will be putting it all on the line to secure their place in history as champion. Kyle Larson has been on an absolute tear this year with 9 wins to date, and he's easily considered the odds-on favorite to win this race. And the Barstool Sportsbook is offering exclusive bets for you to get in on all the action and win big. A lot to bet on with NASCAR. Stay tuned for our picks, and be sure to tune into the NASCAR Cup Championship race at Phoenix Raceway this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Tune in to the NASCAR Cup Championship race at Phoenix Raceway this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Yeah, I just decided to go with them today, you know. I got the maroon socks, too. I got the maroon shoes.
Yeah, are those Mississippi State socks?
Oh, they are. They're Mississippi State baseball socks. Thank you. Good eyes.
Like, Brandon, it's almost like the committee gave y'all credit for beating Memphis because of the call.
Well, they understand.
It feels like that was definitely.
They understand that we beat Memphis, that was a fluke, and that it didn't actually happen the way. Yeah, my Mississippi State socks. Thank
don't
you very
want
much.
To talk
what
about
are those? What are those socks made of?
Sock material? I don't know. What do you mean? What are they made of?
Just a question.
They're just socks.
They look comfortable.
They're very comfortable. They're stance socks.
Ruggs was going 156 miles an hour.
What?
Jesus Christ.
And his blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit.
The investigator says the fastest they've ever seen somebody go on that road.
56 miles an hour. Holy
dude,
he's
going to legitimately go to jail.
Oh,
he's for a long time.
He's minimally
going for 2 years.
He ended one life and ruined his.
156, Jesus.
156 is fucking insane.
What was it, 4 a.m.?
Yeah, 350.
I can't even fathom going 150. What's the fastest you've ever done in a car?
Sober?
I get scared of speed, too. I've only done.
Sober, probably like 105?
I've done
no,
like
even the, you get above 90, I start shaking.
90 is when I'm like, okay, that's
when
too
I was
much.
Younger, I got to like 110. I went.
That's when you go on those, especially if we're taking those long road trips from like Ohio or from New York like to Columbus. I'd be zooming on some of those Pennsylvania roads like 100.
Okay, all right.
But I mean, even like 105. What you see, you realize you're going 105, and you're like, oh fuck, let me dip down
my
below 100.
Cars could have ever got to 156.
I can't fathom what 156 feels like. Or do you get tunnel vision? Does like everything just blur by you and you?
What
see?
Kind of car was it?
I think it was a Corvette. I'm pretty sure when I read the report, it was a Corvette.
No, unbelievable.
He's lucky that he's alive.
Yeah,
he's remarkably lucky.
He's drunk. Crashed?
That's
Jesus.
Why every drunk driver stays alive because they don't tense up.
Yeah, but even not tensing up, like his car was—his car was obliterated.
I wasn't drunk during my car crash, but I didn't tense up. I'm just dumb. And I flipped 4 times, had 1 scratch.
Wow,
I didn't.
I've had one. I had a flip and didn't get a scratch either.
Yeah,
it was. I don't know if I tensed up. No, I'm almost certain I tensed up. Yeah,
but like my passenger would have been dunzo,
because they would have.
No, they just collapsed.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
But he wasn't there, so that's good.
Good. All right. But yeah, Henry Ruggs is, I mean, he's
that's just fucking
he's
stupid.
Done.
I don't ever get celebrities with money or anyone.
Or anybody that. Driving drunk is like that.
Anyone
doing
drunk.
An Uber. Especially an Uber now.
Especially in Vegas where everything is like a half hour ride max.
But especially when you're like, you have just get a driver. You yeah. know you're going to
You make millions. It's first round pick. You got
had a loaded
dollars.
Gun in the car too.
Oh, Jesus. All right. He's going to jail.
He pretty much made every.
Guns aren't allowed in Vegas, right? Isn't Vegas kind of like New York with like that?
He had like the bingo card of bad decisions.
In one.
He had bingo.
One time. Don't Insane.
Don't this, drink and drive.
What's this tour group going through here?
They are a production group that are planning something pretty cool.
Pretty
talk
cool.
about it off air if you want to know.
Cool.
I'd like to
Let's talk about it now.
I don't know if it's private or not, so I don't feel like getting in trouble.
Well, why did you say it at all?
Because you asked.
Did I? Did I really?
What is this story group?
Aaron Rodgers has COVID. And now the whole
immunized.
Wait a second. So Aaron Rodgers has COVID. I knew Kirk Benker has COVID. He was a backup. Does their third backup have COVID?
Jordan Love?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. So, I mean, they could be going in with zero quarterbacks.
The Jordan Love coming out party?
Look at Dave's maroon pants.
Wait. Our guy has it?
Yeah.
Oh, Kirk. What?
I'm out on him. He unfollowed me on Twitter. Fuck him.
Who?
Who's your guy?
What'd you say to Kirk?
I didn't say nothing. He just ran. I randomly noticed he unfollowed
who's
me.
Kirk?
Like, he's a back.
Me,
he's a bum.
Let me make sure that
he's a backup
him.
Quarterback.
He streams Call of Duty with us.
I'm still in.
He used to be
Virginia
the,
quarterback.
He used to be the backup for like a third string for the Falcons.
Yeah, and now
he just randomly unfollowed me for no reason. So now I dislike him immensely.
Oh, here comes the
I'm still on. Oh, you look beat up.
How was it?
You
lose a lot
stressed.
Of good men out there? A
couple of beatings.
A couple of shots. Hey, everyone's got to take some lashings every
Took
once in a while.
Took some shots. What'd you do?
Nothing. They just kind of trapped me.
Oh, they run the two?
No.
The
they
two
trapped
and one?
You?
Just a little bit, yeah. So
no.
It is what it is.
You get out of it?
The old pick and roll.
I got out of it.
Was I half court or full court?
Then my nose really started hurting halfway through. I'm fucking like, I'm battling it. I don't know what's going on. Why is Bama too?
Marty was right.
I was right.
Because the committee loves Bama.
Yeah.
The committee thinks Bama's the best program in the country, and they belong there every year. That's the only explanation. It's stupid. But I still think Cincinnati has a path.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Cincinnati
I think
has a path.
I think they're toast.
I think they're dead. I think they're dead and fried chicken.
I think they have zero path.
They're
dead and fried
chicken. They will find a reason to put anyone in over them. One lost conference champion over them. I genuinely think if Bama loses a close game to Georgia, they'd put them over them before
Cincy.
Than
fried chicken.
The Big I don't 12. Know. Have you ever gotten a KFC bucket one time?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes look a little live.
Little feather in there.
Yeah. Still clucking sometimes.
Can Oklahoma get in?
Yeah.
I think
they got enough.
They would jump them too.
They got enough juice left in their schedule
I
to do it.
What you thought they were going to do to Alabama, they did to Oklahoma. That they,
I agree.
If they get to play their schedule, they're going to get it.
You also said Oklahoma State and Baylor had a shot. I don't think they have a fucking shot.
No. I think they have a shot. I think Baylor's at 12, Oklahoma State's at 11, Oklahoma's at 8. They're all going to play. They're all going to play. And whoever escapes out of the Big 12, if they do so with no damage, I think they're going to be sitting there at the end.
I mean, right now, they're basically treating the Big 12 like a G5.
Not really. I mean,
having them 8 undefeated.
8, 11, and 12, but Oklahoma hasn't beaten anybody yet, but they will. They will play them later.
No, I think if Oklahoma runs the table, they'll get in.
But. It's the most baffling thing to me wasn't Alabama. It wasn't Cincinnati. It was Michigan being ahead of Oklahoma. It was Michigan at 7. What have they done to earn the number 7 spot in the country?
Right.
Besides blow it in their biggest game.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I talked to Ev about it briefly last night, too. I don't think Wake should go, but if Wake goes undefeated – shouldn't they get the same rights that Clemson had all these years of the ACC being shitty?
Maybe you should show up for the show.
Okay.
It's the exact same. No, you're right. You're right.
I'm just saying.
I brought up the exact same point.
I don't know what points are coming.
If Wake Forest.
I did yesterday.
If you replace Wake's logo with Clemson this year. Same,
it's an identical resume.
Same schedule. They would be number 2. All right. Let's do picks because.
I also think the whole world now needs Alabama to lose because everybody's. The SEC is going to get 2 teams recalled. Like, how do they not get 2 teams?
If Alabama loses, I still think they're going to be out. Okay, let's do picks. I continue to lead. I've carried over since last month. I was 4-1 yesterday. Other than me, you guys were all trash yesterday. Trash.
Oh, excuse us?
I was trash.
4-1. I was 4-1. 1-2. 1-2. 2-3.
2-3.
I mean, it's the Astros.
2-3. Actually, 2-3. Yeah, 2-3 is okay. 1-3, 3-6. Well, you were heavy yesterday. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I ended up adding a few plays, and they didn't go great.
Did you guys see my tips? The Bucks tip?
Yeah, I ended up taking it. I was pissed.
I mean,
what
yeah.
happened?
Can you
the
show
Bucks
it real
hit
fast?
And they,
no,
they lost something, a violation.
It was they won the tip, but he went too fast or something. It was fucking crazy.
Did the second leg end up winning the tip? I just didn't even check.
Yeah,
I was
course,
like, it's
of,
over.
Of course it did.
Also, that Bucks game. They crushed.
All right.
That one just got to die with the Bucks.
That line made no sense. That was bullshit.
Today I got Northern Illinois plus 3.5 in Maction. They're Kent State. I got Western Michigan and the team they're playing it over 65.
Central.
Thank you very much. And then I got it because it rhymes. I got the Cavs. Why don't you write Mavs? Cavs. Cavs plus 4, Mavs minus 1. The Cavs. I like it. They rhyme. What? Shut up. Anyway, Big Av, go next.
I got the Kent State NIU over 68 and the Western Michigan CMU over 66. I'm on Kent State minus 3. You can't fade Kent State in these powder blues. They look beautiful.
Kent State is the play.
And I'm on Central Michigan plus 10. I love their quarterback. He's short and chunky, but throws a great ball. Richardson. I know. And I'm on the Knicks plus 1. I'm on the Nuggets plus 1.5. Shout out the guy who sent me this stat. The guy who's the chief, like, reffing the Nuggets game today. They're playing the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 0-13 in games that he, like, chief refs or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So I'm on the Nuggets. Shout out the kid who sent me that.
Shout out that guy who DM'd us about the Braves and they want to win.
Marty Mush. Yeah, he did.
Profound stuff.
Yeah, no, that was huge for them. Yeah, I got the Cavs, Knicks, Sixers, and then I got Kent State's my biggest play today.
All right.
And then Western Michigan minus 9.
All right, Ben Mintz.
I've got the Cavs as well. I've got the Pacers against the Knicks, and I've got the 76ers. I've got 3 games.
A little scared about the Cavs now.
Yeah, right. Everybody seems to love the Cavs, but they're a live team.
They keep winning as dogs. It's crazy.
Smitty.
I had a rough morning, so my card might not be up, but we got some tennis. Fashka plus 4.5 games. Celik money line, and we have Embiid, top point scorer. Or excuse me, Embiid 30 points with the Sixers win. Bet with Smitty parlay. I'm going to add a few more once I get my phone back.
Rico Bosco.
All right, I'm going to add Western Michigan minus 9.5 because that sweatshirt is the best thing we've ever come out with. I'm also on the Trailblazers, the over in the Knicks game, and the Western Michigan Central Michigan over 65.5.
All right, so that's it. Those are our picks. Just waiting for the music to kick in. Just
is anybody
stretching? There you go, Ben.
Oh, no, I have a question. Is anybody the NBA balls different? More unders are being played. I got a text about that today.
Ooh, is that like an anti?
I noticed all.
Juice
I noticed
baseball.
I noticed yesterday
they have been complaining about the ball.
I noticed really? Yesterday that all the totals were being bet down. They were all going down. So I didn't know about the juice ball or the ball. So
softballs.
I think unders were like 125 and 100.
Saying they're not calling as many fouls. I think Dukes had a stat on it, right?
The
unders are killing it this year. Overall.
The non-foul calls,
yeah,
that was like, known going in.
They're like crazy, the unders.
Okay, the Yak is up next, and I don't know what it's going to be.